You're 40 years in California. How do you get to Oklahoma? How do you?
Okay,
so we've been here twice. We've been transferred here twice. So the first time
I came back on the space provision, they were building components for the space article. Through the years, the company changed hands. It was sold again to Rockwell. They had a repair depot in St. Louis. Things were getting kind of here, so I said, I'll get the hell out. So you'd be interested? Yeah. So we went to St. Louis. I had a beautiful place. And I didn't live near the airport where the factory was. There was a mobile factory in Kansas. It was near a river, but it's about 35 miles to it. I had to drive every day. I was repairing a bunch of these North American Sabreliner aircraft, the T-39s that the Army had bought, and they were using most of the T-39 in the islands, in the Pacific, and corrosion was horrible. So they were flying the stuff back to us, and I had to replace all of the stuff that was corroding, and that's what I was doing that.
That was St. Louis, Missouri.
Yeah.
So how do you get to Oklahoma? When did you come to Oklahoma?
30 years ago, because we moved from St. Louis to here.
Okay, so you came from St. Louis here to Tulsa.
Yeah. We used to live at 31st and Memorial the first time. The second time we come back, a friend of ours lived up here in Owosso in a mobile home. And I said, hey, find me a house. Anyway, we came down from St. Louis and they brought us down into here. We saw this place.
You saw that creek. We have a creek in our backyard. He can go fishing.
You were with Rockwell then. It was North American Aviation.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
then it became Rockwell. Then you came from St. Louis here to Tulsa to work for Rockwell 30 years ago, which became Boeing.
Yes.
I had forgot about that change.
You retired from Rockwell, though, and then it became Boeing after you left. So you've been in Oklahoma now for 30 years or better.
Yeah.
You really didn't receive any medals for your time served in the military.
What you saw is what I got. The thing was never a big item to me. The only thing I had in Europe was the one that said that I'd been in 3 battles and that blue rifle. Oh, I had a good conduct medal. The only thing that has any value is a Bond star.
She's going to bring it here and
we'll
look
at
it.
That's the red one in the
middle. We'll take a picture of it, too. I'm holding this in this box.
And my name is etched on the back. So nobody can say I bought it at the PX.
In the middle, then, is, of course, the Bronze Star Medal. And we might mention this medal is an individual military decoration that is awarded for bravery, acts of merit, or meritorious service. And when awarded for bravery, it is the 4th highest combat award of the U.S. Armed Forces and the 9th highest military award in the order of precedence of U.S. military decorations. Mm-hmm. And it all came from that time when you were injured, your leg was injured, and you were in that tank. And they said, now fire this thing if you need to, even though you were still in an injured condition. And they gave you that bronze medal for that, and they should have a long time ago. And let's give credit here. Your son-in-law, Don Weber, and grandson, Reiner von Weber, both still living in California.
Yes.
They worked for about 3 years,
yes,
writing letter after letter until the medals were finally issued.
They thought a hell of a lot of me, and God love them.
Why do you think it took so long for this to catch up to you?
Because I never probably asked for them. But I have talked to a few people and said, you got to really harass them. That's not my form.
Well, Don and Reiner did that, didn't they?
They did the harassment.
Yes. My son-in-law worked at Berklee College, and he knows very influential people, professors. He talked to them about the situation, and they all advised him how to go about this, and they got it going.
You had to have eyewitnesses to what happened to you, so they had to go back to the soldiers who were there when the accident occurred.
Well,
I mean, there has to be a collaboration of this.
There was nobody with me.
The things that clicked it was the pictures that we sent. These pictures, on the back of the pictures, he had written the dates, where he was at, and this and that. My son-in-law, he has most of them. I sent the pictures to him 3-4 years ago. So he started having copies made and telling about the pictures and showed what was written on the back. And that proved that he was wounded in the year he was there and where he was at.
What were the pictures of that he sent?
him being in the army and being wounded in the hospital, recovering, and word of mouth.
Right. Word of mouth had to help too. Right?
Yes, definitely.
When we were talking about humorous things, when I came home, my neighbor, "Hey, can I come over?" "Yeah, why?" He says, "Well, I want to show you something. He's got 10 loaves of bread." Well, he was in the army also. And he was up in Northern California. They sent him to baker school. "How come you bought so much bread?" He says, "That's the only way I know how to make it. And that's the way the army taught me." He says, "You know anybody we can give it to?" He says, up there while he was at the station, Red Skelton was in the same outfit. He says, "Harry and I laughing. It retreat at night. 5,000 men out in line. Effective retreat. There's one guy steps out to see that the other 4,000 are in line. Red Skelton." He says, "I'm the only personality that went in as a private and came out as a private."
Speaking of that, what was your rank when you came out?
I came out as a T5, and I wouldn't have got that, except he kept transferring from me from one outfit to another. I had a lot of guard duty because they keep transferring me to a new outfit, and I'd end up having to pull guard. So this one outfit I went to, new outfit had just come to the States. It was after the war, and they came with a bunch of mobile equipment, graders, plows, all type of four-wheel jobs. And they had a guy who was doing a lot of welding. I said, "Hey, teach me how to weld, and I'll stay here until they discharge me." So they taught me how to weld, and that made me a T5 category. I was a welder. So that's how I got the T5.
T5, that's also known as what?
T5 is a corporal. It's a professional corporal. Like a person that runs a typewriter, they become a T article.
So through all your service in these various battles, you didn't get...
No merit. No merit.
No promotion at all.
No promotion. The war was faster than the promotion. I wasn't that good, apparently.
No.
I was lucky. That was enough.
It was.
I didn't need anything else.
What is that you have right
this
there?
This is my discharge.
Enlisted record and report of separation, honorable discharge. Date of entry was June 20th, 1944. There it is. Well, I just want you to know that it's been my honor to talk to both of you in service of our country. Too many of these stories are lost and forgotten, and the younger generations that will listen to this will be reminded of how hard this, the greatest generation, worked to preserve our freedoms here in the United States.
If they have a care.
Well, we can only hope that those who listen, who are students for generations to come that will never know us, they'll read books. But to hear you tell, both of you tell this in your own voice, is very, very impressive. And I'm sure it will be a lasting memory for them.
Well, I hope we accomplish what we intended to do.
Yeah, we did.
Well, I would like to say it's been a pleasure talking to you because you seem truly interested and caring. And it brought many memories back to me that it was yesterday, but it was 60-some years back. Mm-hmm. And we're still together and happy. Yeah. We are meant to be together.
Yes.
I don't mean to go and get real sentimental here, but to have somebody of your age listen to us, thank you. Thank
Absolutely.
You did.
It's my
so
pleasure.
Well.
I am honored to be here to talk to you both because you really gave a lot. And I like to keep saying you're both soldiers. Both of you did
thank
this.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that.
You bet.
Yeah.
Harry, thank you.
Well, it's been my pleasure.